For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson, and this week on our podcast, we're joined by world-renowned heart surgeon, best-selling author, and senior medical contributor for Discovery Health, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Today, we're talking about Dr. Oz's latest special, The Truth About Food, a six-part series premiering on September 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern on Discovery Health. So what are some of the topics covered in each episode of the series?
We covered some of the topics that folks keep asking me about, and this includes how to look healthy, how to get thin, how to have the best sex, what's the most important nutrition clues for kids, how do you perform at the ultimate level. These are topics that we knew would be interesting to folks and for which there were lots of myths out there because people keep asking questions about them, and sometimes people make up the answers. And the truth about food helped us really figure out what was going on inside of our bodies that would help answer these most commonly asked questions.
Dr. Oz, without giving too much away, what was the biggest eye-opener to you in this series?
For me, the biggest eye-opener of all was the importance of calcium in fat absorption. I didn't really know that dairy products and other sources of calcium could actually create a soap inside of your intestines when it mixes with fat, which means you absorb less fat, and so it actually means that you'll probably lose a little bit of weight over the long run.
Well, the series is full of some really fascinating experiments about food. What are some of the key messages, the one or two big takeaway points we've learned from these experiments and research?
The key message for me with The Truth About Food is that we have a lot of myths that permeate our understanding of our bodies. And these myths are particularly organized around the most common questions that we ask. Questions like, how do you get your food in a most efficient way? How do you digest the food ideally? What needs to be done to improve your performance in athletics? Are there things you can do with food that can improve your sexual appetite as well as performance? And of course, for almost all the parents out there, what are the key nutritional tools that you can use on your kids? And these experiments helped address these major myths that have afflicted the knowledge that a lot of Americans have about their body.
So, Dr. Oz, what's the worst thing about the average American diet today?
From my perspective, the worst thing about the average American diet is that it's all processed. There are five ingredients you should never see in the first five items listed in the ingredient list and the food label, and this includes the bad fats, which are saturated fats and trans fats, and the bad sugars, which are simple sugar, high fructose corn syrup, and enriched carbohydrates, which come about in enriched flour. And these are the foods that many Americans have as a staple of their diet.
Well, if there's one thing you can do nutrition-wise to elongate your life, what would it be?
If there's one thing I could do, it would be to increase the amount of fiber in my diet. And in particular, I try to get that fiber through the vegetables that are so abundant in this great nation. But so many Americans avoid eating these vegetables that are rich in fiber. And we know that fiber has benefits to our heart, reduction of cancer, and actually in helping in weight reduction as well.
Dr. Oz, what's the food myth that gets your goat the most?
The most irritating food myth for me is this concept that you can detox yourself with a week of good behavior. Because in fact, the liver, which is the great detoxing organ, needs more time than that to restore its oxygen stores. In addition, get rid of a lot of the toxic material that it's facing. The body in general needs more time than just a week to detox. But you know what? I bet you in 3 to 6 months, people can detox themselves and change their life curve. We have lots of data on that.
One of the experiments shows that skinny and heavy women can have basically the same metabolic rate. Is this a real surprise to you? Metabolism is often blamed for people's excess weight. Can you talk a bit more about this and the extent to which we need to be worrying about our individual metabolic rates?
I think a lot of folks are surprised that skinny and heavy women actually have the same metabolic rate. They might not be so surprised that when we looked at these women and how much they actually ate, there was a big difference, with the heavy woman taking in a lot more calories than she thought she did. The real takeaway message for me is that you have to build up muscle mass to increase your metabolism. If you build up the muscle mass, then your basal metabolic rate goes up, you can eat more, and then you begin to keep a stable weight independent of the amount of food you're putting in your mouth.
Let's talk about the dangers of internal fat and the whole idea of the skinny fat person.
The big danger of omentum, which sounds like momentum without the M, which is, by the way, the internal fat that we're speaking of, is that this omentum comes alive. The actual fat cells start to secrete hormones. They poison your liver, which is one of the reasons that the bad cholesterol or lousy LDL cholesterol goes up. They can actually impact on how your body responds to insulin, which can lead to diabetes. And the fat itself mechanically can squeeze the kidneys, which can cause high blood pressure because the kidneys regulate your blood pressure. So this omentum, which is measured by waist size, is the major driver of much of the disease in the Western world. Key number to keep in mind is that your waist, measured at the level of your belly button, should be one half your height and no more, ideally less.
Well, what part about eating healthy do you personally struggle with the most?
Oh, we all have our personal weaknesses, and I must say the part of eating healthy that I struggle with the most is ice cream. I grew up eating ice cream. I love it, but I know that it has almost nothing that's of any value to me, so I've banned it from our kitchen because it's my weak point.
Dr. Oz, you were joined by your kids on the show. How did you enjoy shooting with your kids?
I loved having the kids on the show because I get to spend time with them. We could play around while we're taking the extra takes when things didn't work out well. It was fun to see how they acted when they were under a little bit of pressure. They were all able to play an important role, and I must say enjoyed those segments of the show the most personally.
Is it a challenge keeping them on a healthy diet, and are there any tips that you can offer other parents?
Well, of course, keeping the kids on a healthy diet is a challenge. It's a challenge for any parent. What we do in our house is remember one of the key lessons we took away from this Truth About Food show, which is that kids respond to peer pressure. So you want to get the older children, my older kids, to tell the younger kids how important the right foods are. And remember that it takes at least 10 tastings for kids to become adapted to a new taste of a healthy food. So don't give up after one or two or three or four tries. Literally 10 tries, which might take a year of time of hammering away, is often needed. And we found that to be a very successful approach in our family.
All right. And before we let you go, I have to ask, I've heard, and is it true, do you really hate zucchini?
I absolutely hate zucchini. I don't know why. I think it's because I was raised without too much exposure to it. And the few times I got it, it was usually mixed up with something else that I didn't like. But I never thought that it had much of a taste to it, and I don't like the texture. But there are lots of other vegetables that I enjoy, and I think it's the vegetables that I eat that has been most responsible for my health, in addition to those nuts that you know I love.
All right, Dr. Oz, thanks for joining us today. Remember, the new series, Truth About Food, premieres September 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern on Discovery Health. For more information on Dr. Oz and the series, please check out discoveryhealth.com.